Hello, I'm Lori Jo Vest. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Rev and Reach, where PopSpeed Digital Marketing shares our behind-the-scenes tactics and strategies that we use to get more ROI for our clients in the digital marketing space. So when was the last time you read any company's About Us page before buying? Crickets, right? Nobody does that anymore. It just doesn't happen. Meanwhile, when was the last time you watched a 20-second video of somebody using a product or doing something that convinced you instantly to buy? It happens, right? It happens a lot. So what we've discovered is as the internet has grown, as things have evolved and video has become so rampant, customers don't want to read the five paragraphs about why they should trust you. I remember going to a workshop or some kind of a marketing association meeting. It must've been 20 years ago. And what they said, they had a futurist. I love futurists. Reading futurists' predictions and just following their work is amazing. Faith Popcorn used to be somebody that was really big. I loved her name. I don't know if it was a real name or not, but that's what she called herself. And one of the things that they said at that event was that headlines were getting shorter and shorter and shorter because people's attention spans were getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And back then, it wasn't quite as common because we didn't have the incredible number of things coming at us like we do today. All your social media feeds, you just don't have one, you have five. You have your television shows you like to watch. You have your news that you like to follow. You have people calling you, emailing you, texting you all day long, right? It's a whole different way of living than say 30 years ago, whole different way. And so people don't necessarily want to read anymore. And that workshop, they were talking about how headlines would have to be one word optimal. And honestly, I took it to heart because it's true. People do not want to read five paragraphs before they actually trust you and your product. They want to see real people, real results fast. So short form video outperforms almost every other format, especially for local and service-based business, because trust is the biggest conversion barrier. They have enough information. For example, if you do, brows, you're an esthetician, and your job is doing eyebrows, you can put a ton of photos of your doing eyebrows on that, on social, in your marketing, on your website, et cetera. However, a lot of other people have really great eyebrow pictures on their social and on their website. So how do you differentiate? You differentiate by doing videos that position you as competent, likable, maybe entertaining, reiterating to that consumer that what happens when they get to your studio will be amazing, that they will have an awesome experience. And the gap that we're seeing with a lot of small businesses is that they're still leading with words, with websites and bios. Their audience is actually making decisions out there in the world based on short form videos that they see. So don't lead with words, right? And the other thing is a polished commercial is not what we're saying you should do. Proof looks like a quick, real clip, mid-job, mid-consult, mid-transformation, when they're just walking out the door of your shop and they're so happy with their new eyebrows, or the guy that came to help them with an inch of water in the basement, the consumer is so happy that he got there quickly and solved the problem. It was only $300. A quick little video of that consumer saying, "Oh my God, John was here this morning. He's amazing. I highly recommend Kreger Plumbing. They are absolutely exquisite," right? That enthusiasm and that 15-second clip from that customer will sell more plumbing jobs than any about page on the website. It's just how it works now. So The formula is show the work, show the person, show the result, skip the logo animation, skip the intro music, photos, quick clip, a video, more photos in a video without a lot of, you know, fancy effects, or, you know, it has to be less than perfect to be truly authentic. So think of authenticity when you're putting those clips together. There are tools for everybody that work really easily on the internet that you can do videos like that. You can do them in your phone. You can use CapCut in your phone. It's so easy. If you are not doing video clips in your digital marketing right now, you are missing out on incredible opportunities. So what type of content would come under short form video besides social proof? Lots of different things. Preemptive FAQ content. How long does this take? What does this cost? Is this messy? Those are the questions that people will have before they contact you. If you're a plumber, if you're, you know, you have a salon, maybe you have, you're a painter. What kind of questions are people going to have? And how can you get answers to those recorded on video? A customer can say it. One of your painters could say it. One of your painters, you know, you could actually do a video with one of your painters on the job, rolling the paint on and have them say, yeah, we got here this morning. We've got two big rooms. We expect to be out of here by, you know, Thursday, and it should be perfect by then. That gives people the idea that your painters are efficient, that they're personable. There's so many things that a quick clip like that can tell the consumer who's considering your business. Huge, huge, huge. One clip can replace an entire about page of copy, and so much easier. So when you're doing your website, revamping your website, building a new website, how can you use video clips on it? Really, really important, because trust me, a lot of people will go to your website, hit that play button and take a look before they ever read a word. So look at what questions your customers are asking. What three questions are they asking, and turn each one of those into a 15 to 30 second video. Throw it out there on social media, put it on your social channels, put it on your website, put it on YouTube, use it everywhere, and then see what happens. It will make a difference in how you're seen, people that engage with you. We are human beings. We are biologically driven to connect with other human beings. We're tribal. We are connected as human beings. We need to be connected with each other to survive. And those gut biological instincts are still there. So we are drawn to faces. And when it comes to marketing, right now especially, faces sell better than anything. And the production is a really low lift. I actually come from couple decades in the video production business. And we used to just nitpick over every single detail. A jump cut where you cut, you know, somebody's talking and you cut and it's kind of rough. Those jump cuts that you see really, you know, you see all the time on social media now, those were the kiss of death. You did not ever want to have a jump cut. You might dip to black or dip to white, but you would not do a jump cut because that was considered really unprofessional and bad form. Not anymore. Not anymore. You don't need a videographer. You need your phone. You need some good natural light, 20, 30 seconds, and you're done. And if you want to be efficient, batch record 5 proof clips in one afternoon at your job site, in your office, at the salon, at the customer's house. Of course, ask them before you do that. And then where those live, those clips could be on Instagram, TikTok. They can be pinned at the top of your page. So when people visit your page, if they're curious, you're giving them some things that give them information that helps them decide to work with you, right? Or to buy your product. So on your about page, instead of a whole bunch of copy, push them to watch the video. It's much more engaging. It's much more connecting. It creates a much stronger connection than written words on a page. Seriously, it does. Use it for ad creative. So the challenge I'm going to give you this week is film one 20-second proof clip of your actual work. No script, no editing. And the see what happens. See what you come up with. See what it looks like. Actually take it all the way through and then look at it. And consider if you were somebody who didn't know your company or your product, what impression would you be left with after watching that video? 9 times out of 10, you're going to want to use it. Perfect video is not good. Authentic video is what people really are drawn to right now. That makes it so much easier for you to do it if you're not a video professional, right? It does. So to close out, nobody wants your about page. They want to watch you do your thing. They want to know what it looks like behind the scenes. They want to know the answers to their questions. They don't want to read 10 paragraphs. They won't. They absolutely will not read it. So video is the way of the future. If you're not doing it because you're afraid, push through that discomfort, make it happen. And I'll leave you with a tip at the very end here. We have a client right now that is selling, creating a new service, and he's selling something that there will be no face. There is no person that is going to be represented. It's a service. And it's an online service. You go online, you fill out a bunch of things. It spits out a document that normally would pay, you'd pay, you know, a couple $1,000s for someone to put together for you. And this guy has no video and he cannot legally be the face of this product. So what we're doing is we're going to look at influencers and pick influencers in his space, offer them the service, pay them, you know, an influencer rate for a micro influencer, could be $350, could be $750, and then have them create content for you. Have them review the product. Have them look at the service and tell you what they thought about it. Have them, you know, allow them to record their own videos about what they loved and then use that content to sell your service. You've got faces, which are, again, we're biologically drawn to. You've got proof, reviews of your product, and you've got video that is what everybody wants right now in the marketing space. So that tip, I hope, is useful to you. Micro influencers are very easy to work with. They're not challenging. If you find somebody who is too challenging, pick the next one. There's a lot of them out there that fit your demographic. So that's what I've got for you. Please do me a favor. If you are watching this on YouTube, give us a like and a share, potentially, you know, subscribe to our channel. We like to share helpful, useful information to help you get ROI out of your digital marketing efforts. And we share what actually works for us and our clients. So thank you again for being here, and I'll see you again in a few weeks.